Sin Shin Mem Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us just again start to get from the Lashon of the Mechaba to get in the flow of the sugya. Katan oichal nevelis. If a katan is eating nevelis, or he's doing any other avere, that's osa min ha-teire, and he is igia lechinuch. So the Mechaba holds ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrishe. There's no responsibility on bezdin on anyone who sees him doing these averes to stop him. Avol oviv, but his father, and the Mishnah Berurah said that the machlekes could be the mother also, since they have a chiyuv chinuch to be mechanechem to do mitzvahs, so the din chinuch overlaps on the veiras also. And mitzad the din chinuch mitzuva liga boy, so they should scream at him, ula frishoi meiso diereise. So that was the mechaber differentiated between a father and everyone else, that the if the cotton is doing an avere, there is no chiyuv on anyone else to stop him from continue doing what he's doing. And the father, mitzad mitzvah chinuch, is mechuyev to be mafreshim. And we had, and this shear of hafroshe by a cotton is applicable when the child is a bar havonim. That means, we had said yesterday, the father tells him that a yid doesn't do such a thing. The child doesn't have to understand the reason, why not. But if he has so much understanding, his father told him, so the father should tell him, and we should hope that the next time he won't do it, even though the father is not standing there. But that is the chiyuv chinuch analoisase. Now, let us continue. But to be machal a cotton biyodaim, that means to give him, before we said he's eating in the vele, ein bezin mitzuvin labrishai. He goes into a treifa restaurant and the bezin is not mitzuvin labrishai. But lahachiloi biyodaim, to give him a dovo that's also ba'achile, also, that there is an issa on everyone. There, no one is permitted to give him to eat something which is also ba'achile. Afilu dvorim she'asurim midivrei seifrim. Even if this is something that is only also midarabonon, one is also not permitted to give him this deed. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet, also l'chol odom. Anyone is also to give him advar iser, and by the din lahachiloi, vafilu hatinuk einoi bar havone klal. Afilu, the child does not understand anything. We're speaking about a 5-month-old baby. It is irrelevant. The din lahachiloi is also that anyone is not permitted to be machal a dvar iser to a cotton, and it is not dependent on the understanding of the cotton, if he understands or he has no understanding whatsoever. The double that, and this halacha also minatayre. This is also minatayre. Before we were speaking about that there's a chiyuv chinuch on a father to be mafresh a child from doing an aveira. That's when he's doing it on his own accord, and that was only said when the cotton has some sort of understanding. You tell the cotton, he doesn't do this, and will understand this. So then there's a chiyuv on the father to tell him. He's playing with a switch, he's putting it on and off on Shabbos, he'd tell him, you know, you're 2 years old already, we don't do this on Shabbos. That is the chiyuv chinuch of the father, which is at in the rabbanon. But that's when he's a 2 years old, when he'll understand. When he's a 1 year old, don't have to tell him anything. He won't understand side by side. But to give a 1 year old, a 5 month old, a baby, a novel, that's also to eat minatayre, to give him the veile. So one, then this an isa, the double who also minatayre. This till now we were learning about chinuch, where it is applicable, which is at the rabbonon. But to give a tinnik, to eat a dover also, now we have to understand the paradox of it. Even though cotton oichol neveilus, I can see him eating a neveila and I don't tell him anything. He's not a father. He's but to give him a neveila to eat, hand him over a neveila to eat, that is an issa of the araitza. The dover zehu also minatayre. We alfine law, and we have limudim on this. What are the limudim? We receive by shrotzim, it says, by shrotzim, which are also to eat, leisaychlom, you shouldn't eat it. Pekro yeseyrehu, this is an extra posik. Vikimlu chazal de reitze loima loy sahilum liktanim. This loy soichlum chazal darshin, not we bodily mudim, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to give a cotton to eat shrotzen. Vikim bedom, and by the Isser of dam, ksiv kol nefesh mikem leisoichel dam, vikiblu chazal deroitze loima leisachil liktanim. It means not that you shouldn't eat, you should not give a cotton to eat. Vechein betumas koyanim. If there is a koyin, ksiv emer v'amartom, v'amur chazal, emer l'gdelim sheyemur l'ktanim, in chazal darshan means you should not be metamim. You should not tell him to go into a room where there's a mace. V'hine, so these are three distinct averes. Shrotzim, dam, tumas koyanim. Vihine misholish mitzvahs elu, onu lemeidim lechol ha-toyre kulo. The Gemara makes a tzricha, so why it has to say three psukim. And we learn out lechol ha-toyre kulo, the chol iso toyre oso lahachilom, you're not allowed to give them to eat. Oil it's a boy some sheyavoira. Phil, I'm not physically giving it to him. I tell him, you should eat it. Lochain also litain latinoik devar macho shall iso. אפילו לישראל בוי, שמה יאכלנו דהבה כמאכילוי בידיים. So that means now a bigger chiddush. I'm not telling him to eat. I'm giving him something and he's going to play with it. And the reason I'm giving it to him is that he should play with it, but in its machol. And it could come about by giving him this to play with. He could be, it will come out, it will come to eat it. So that's also כאילו מאכילוי בידיים, and there is a issa of loy sachilo. I'd like to mention the few nekudas Tisha brings down a very interesting machlokes. This of loy sachilo is also for anyone to be machol a cotton of any age, a sayin isa the raise, a sayin isa the rabbonam. So there's a very interesting machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham says, let's talk about an isa the rabbonam. There's a din that a cotton till bar mitzvah is misane lishois b'yom ha-kippurim. That means when he becomes 9 years old, you tell your cotton, you know, you're a 9 year old already. So there's a din chinuch kindness lishois. That means you normally eat breakfast, let's say 8 o'clock. Today, you can be thirsty, you can be hungry. Till 9 o'clock, you're not going to eat. And the years progress, we're massive. An hour, so he's a 10-year-old, he's compared to 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, till the halacha, we bask until bar mitzvah, he has to fast the whole day. But let's talk about this tiny choice. This tiny choice is a isa the rabbonon. That means, be the rabbonon, you have to fast choice. So the Magen Avraham says as follows, that, let's say we have this 9-year-old, he was told that he can't eat until 9 o'clock. It ain't 30, he's going out of the kelim, he's thirsty, he's hungry, he's screaming. The father went away to shul already, right? Someone passes by, here's an older brother, let's say, Dodo. He's Rachmanis on him. He does. What do you want? What do you mean I want? I want a glass of milk. Fine, I'll give you a glass of milk. So the Magen Avraham says, so this person who gave him a glass of milk is Oivel Leisachilu Mananisa Darabonon. That means there's an Issa Darabonon. A 9-year-old is not allowed to eat till 9 o'clock. Yom Kippur. So if you give him to drink 8:30, you're able to say, then I say to this is Aloy Sachilam under the Rabbonim. But we said, even though something that's also Mida Rabbonim, you're not allowed to give him. So Mamela, that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say, Amir the Kechidish. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say, he thinks this is not an Isser the Rabbonim. And this is Rabbonon means cholavakum, bishalakum. So this is Rabbonon. You're not allowed to give it to him. That's an Issa the Rabbonon. Here, Pshat is, he's not mechuyiv to fast. I mean, he's, when he eats an hour later, that's something called a fasted Yom Kippur. It's a din chinuch that we have to be mechanachim. He has to start practicing to restrain himself. How does he do it? He didn't first start eating 9 o'clock. So he says, the yisoid of this is not this a din kindness on the cotton. There's a chiyum chinuch on the father. That the father's mechuyim lechanchoy b'kindness choice. But this is only midine chinuch. This is not an iser achila. It's not pshatas. Chazal asad, he's not allowed to eat till 9 o'clock. He's fasting till 9 o'clock. There's no such thing as a tainus. It's a midine chinuch. So the father, pshatas, is not midine chinuch. The father's not allowed to give him teeth. He can scream from today till tomorrow. And the mother, she's chayim b'chinuch, is also the same thing. But to say if someone else will give him a machol 8:30, he's over leisachilum. He wants to say we can't put tiny choice into the category of an iser darabona. It's not an iser achile. It's a chiyuv chinuch, which is in your side mutul al ha'ov. That's one thing. Now there's
that's what the Mishnah proves.
Yeah, he's chaylik and the mag the woman. He's chaylik and the mag the woman.
You said no problems.
Oh, that's an embarrassing question. I don't know what to tell you. There's a Magnum Rum that asks the Mishnah Al Kaponim. We know there's a mocking lehokel. If one lemais should do this, that I don't know. He says, the loss of the Mr. Boo is, he would disagree. Yeah, but it's only, it's the aside is a Issa Chinuch and not there's not a real Issa. That's what he wants to say. Al Kaponim, we should know that, the Mognam, if that is the halacha, I wouldn't know that. Perhaps I don't have another second showing the halacha, so I'll see how we ask it. Someone's brought down Mognam Romans Machmel, the Mishnah Burev. So I'll compone him in such a case. Al Kaponim, one should know there's a mokim lahachmer and there's a mokim lahokel. What one should do lemaisa, perhaps the situation would dictate exactly what he should do, if it's how necessary it is. It is preferable to be machmer. The Magnum Rom says it is a leisachilum, but there's a mokim lahokel. There's another machloikis. There's a machloikis between the Tehillah and David and Rab Chaim Oizer. The halacha is this. This is a very interesting din we're going to learn now. The din of leisachilum. One is not permitted to give a kotel to eat macholas asuris, even though we have to appreciate this halacha. The kotel is not mitzvah. He doesn't have any aveira. That's why when he was eating the vela, he went to Burger King and he was eating the vela. I mean, Mikar Adin, there's no, ain't Bezim Mitzuma Lafrish, he's not even a Beirah, he's a Kodni, he's an Ein Mitzuma Moisev. Afal Pikain, if a Godel gives him an Abeirah, he's a Minister of the Reiser, of Leisachilum. That is the Chiddush of Leisachilum, which we'll elaborate a little bit more on this Chiddush. So there's a Machloikis Tatila Ledovid and Achiezer. Is the Issa only applicable if the cotton is getting it through me? That means without me, he wouldn't have it. Then there's an Issa of Leisachil. But if the cotton can get it also, he doesn't need me. Then there's an Avela and there's another piece. He asks me, maybe you can hand me the second piece in the Avela. Then I won't hand it. Then he'll get up and take it himself. Is there a leisachilum if I give it to him? Or no? That's a called leisachilum. I mean, I handed it to him. I mean, he can take it by himself, so it's not called that was machalum. Or maybe not. Maybe there's an issa. So the Tila Ledovit says there's no leisachilum. And Abraham Issa says there is a leisachilum. There's an issa to give a cotton a machal that's also in a Torah. I can take it. If he takes it himself, he takes it himself. But there's an issa and a godel to give it to him. Okay, now let us go a little further. Vafilu na isa de rabbonom. Vilayma la'eni Yehudi sheyitain dvar isa letimek. Now, we're learning Sivkot and Hey. To tell a goy to give it to him. Now, let us just understand what the shaila is. Like this, there's a halacha, that by all averis, I'm not allowed to do it. And if I tell a goy, it's also midarabonim. That's, it's kilo, he's doing it for shlichusi, and that's also, it's also midarabonim. For a yid to tell a goy to do an aver. So now, the kotel wants to eat this, whatever it is, he wants to eat this aver. I'm allowed to give it to him. But he's crying and so I'll tell the guy, give him this, you give him the Nevela. Is there an Issa de Rabbonon for a yid to tell a goy to give a machel also to a cotton? So he says, Beloima le'eini Yehudi, to tell a goy, she'yitein dvar Issa le'tinik, gam kein osa, it's also osa. That means the halacha of amira la'akum, to tell a goy to do for me a maisa aveirim, so it's also mit Rabbonon. But it's no different the aveira of lois achilim, or the aveira of chilu Shabbos. I'm not to tell a goy to do a malacha for me Shabbos, it's also mit Rabbonon, but it's also. So I'm not allowed to tell a goy that he should give the kot la'machal also. Mechol isurim, just like all other isurim, damir eloim et kechavim also. Fine. So I'm not allowed to tell a goy. V'choshkein loima letinik ba'atzmoi, to tell the tinik sheyoichal, I'll tell the tinik, you eat it. Also, that's it. That'll be a derais in the case. So, to tell them to eat it, that'll be a derais. That's a derais in the case. I don't have to stick it into his mouth. So if I tell him, you eat this, and he listens to me, so that's a derais in the case. That means I gave him Peter Macholissa, and he brings down a new shoe that if I'll tell the cotton will ask me, this is a fellow stranger, we're not speaking about, this is a fellow stranger, he'll tell me, am I allowed to eat it? Yeah, you're allowed to eat it. So tell him, so I'll complain him. In between you and me, he's allowed to eat it because he's a cotton. But if I'm telling him you're allowed to eat it, that means that it's a macho muta. So that's also a leisachilim. That's also mach. So it's called he's eating because of me. I told him you're allowed to eat it. Now. Now we're going to learn, I think, well, first we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'd like to say over what the Shulchan Aruch Haram says in Hilchos Pesach, and then I'd like to elaborate. Ve'im ha'tinik tzorich lekach. The tinnik needs this. We're talking about a machel also, but he needs it. Chigoin, what's the case? Shuhu ktsas choyle. He's a choyle she'ein boi sakone. It's a choyle she'ein boi sakone. He's a ktsas choyle. But he needs to eat this als his refuel. We're not speaking about something that's because nefoshis. He's a chayle shame by sakode. Muta loima loivin gilulim lahachel oisom. Is he allowed to tell a goy to give it him to eat? Before we just said not to tell a goy to give him a machalosa, but he's a ktsas chayle. Afilu bedovo shu osa min atoire. Afilu the machal that we're telling the goy to give him is osa min atoire. Now he gives a moshul. V'chein noyagim b'Pesach. That's the minig Pesach. Shemitzavim Loi ben gilulim, we tell a goy, Lisa a kinik al beise, we'll see why we want him to go to the goy's house, that we'll see soon. We tell the goy, listen, my son is sick and he needs chametz. He has to eat chametz. He has to have a bowl of oatmeal. That's what the doctor said. He needs to eat chametz. We don't have oatmeal in our house, so can he go to your house and you'll give him oatmeal? So Misavim Loivin Gilulim Lisa Tinik El Beisoy. He told the guy, can you take the my child to your house? Lashko he say chametz. He give him a drink of chametz, alcohol, a chmeis, v'cheinim a cough medicine, a chmeis, whatever it is he needs. V'cheinim u tzorich lishtoy stam yeinom. Now this is lacher. We're talking about the Nissan Chorus. Now we're talking about Stam Yeinam. Shemaim Hesek Lo Yitzav Lo Yivet Gilim Zom Litum Lo. Tell the guy you should give it to him. Right. So we just said one cooler that it's Pesach and the child. We're talking about a cotton and the child is Sas Choylem. So we tell a guy to take him to his house and give him chametz. Doctor said he needs chametz. That's a rapport. V'matinik choyle v'yevshel oseis oisei chutz labayis. What if he's sick, he can't take him out of the house? So that's no problem. Yivakich ma'ivet gilulim, she'itain la'tzinek chometz. So I'm asking, I asked the guy, listen, my son needs chometz. I don't have any chometz in the house. Not by me, it's Pesach. And he can't go out of the house. Can you come to the house and bring chometz to the house and give it to him? Ma'ivet gilulim, maybe a chometz. U'ma'midei bebayis. When he brings the chametz in the house, the avolei chemsoi. Now we're talking about before. We're just talking about the tinnik, but now we're talking about he's bringing chametz into my house. Says bal yiroh, bal yemotzah. I mean, it's not right off the tinnik. So he said that's no problem. The avolei chemsoi shall oivin gilulim bebeis Yisrael. It's not my chametz. I wasn't mekabel achai. I have no responsibility for the chametz. It's the guy's chametz. So the guy brought his chametz in my house. That's no problem. That's no problem of any Yisrael on me. They know him all about Yisrael. Well, fine. So now the guy brought the chametz. Fine. But the guy says, listen, I'm a working man. He needs every 2 hours he has to give him the chametz. I can only come in the morning and at night. And the rest of the day, I can't give it to him. Right. But also, so now I have here a sick child that needs chametz every 2 hours. He's going away. So who's going to give him to eat? Yochel Tavis Lakotn Litin Lazalishtois. So you can tell another cotton, that means that the two brothers, Yankel and Baruch, Yankel is the sick one, Baruch is also a cotton. So you tell Baruch, you know, give him every 2 hours, you give him the guy's name, you give him the chametz. Right. Aval who, but the father, Loiga boy, he shouldn't touch the chametz. Why? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you can have a big chiddush. So one second, day, it's a big chiddush. Listen. Yeah, we're going to Aval who Loiga boy. He shouldn't touch the chametz to father. It's Pesach, and it's a delicacy over here, what he's it's on, and he might lick his fingers when he gives it to him. So, Mamela, so he shouldn't do this. Shema, so Mamela, yeah. So he shouldn't give it to him. Shema, Yoichomen, Kmashikos of Simon. טוב מהם. פיין. אך בכל זה יזוהר שלא יגדם לא ידינה, לידי זה יקונה לא יחום. נא יזוהר, listen, with this guy, and don't pay him for the chomet before. If you pay for the chomet, shame it's a man, then you're even for your worse, your chomet, say. Don't pay. Yes, they're going for a favor. Just leave me a favor. I'll pay you after Pesach, but tomorrow... Don't pay him right away for it. If you pay him right away, it becomes yours. And then with spring money, soon the rice are about yours. Now, this is the Mishnah Berurah. And I'd like to read to the Olam the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And then I'd like a little to elaborate. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchos Pesach and Simen Tov Nun Eis Chav Dalud Eis Chavei says as follows. Mi sheyesh loy tinnik chilek tzas. He is a child. She's a little sick. She saw ich lechel eilishtais chomets. He has to eat chomets. Drink chomets. Also li Yisrael godol lachiloy lashkoise es a chomets. Zeyreh. The godol is not allowed to give him. Shemo yishkach ha-godol alisa chomet. Giving him the chomet, he might forget. He's happening to him. I mean, we're playing with fire over here. He's giving him chomet. He might go and eat some of this chomet. Shrefilu liga b'chomet also. Mishum Zeus is not allowed to touch chomet. You might come to eat it. So, listen. Yeah. So what do you say? Tell the goy to give it to him. If you don't have a goy to give it to him, you tell a cotton to give it to him. But let's be serious. There's no cotton. There's no cotton. And this child to its sake is a chilek tzas. He's not. He's a chilek tzas. A chilek shein b'sakon. Mutna lachiloi lashkosai adei Yisrael Godol. So then, listen, I wanted to be full. I wanted to avoid the issue. Touch the chomets and make them listen to the words. Okay. Then gloves also is not sure. Gloves is a chianinian, but it won't. It's not. So.
Is this the piece of bed with?
Oh, no. Because filters the Shulchan Aruch Rav b'chile shein b'sakone. B'chile shein b'sakone. B'chile shein b'sakone. We don't do all these things. B'chile shein b'sakone. Right. Now, so l'chere, when I saw this Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's really this Mishnah Berurah over here, he says a little clearer. L'chere, there's two meiridik chidushim. L'chere, chiddush number one is this child, he's a cotton, he's 11 years old, he's a cotton, he's a chole she'ein b'sakon. Let's make the biggest scenario, not for the Mishkan, he's not feeling well, he's fast chole, chole she'ein b'sakon. The doctor says he needs chomets to cure him. If he won't take the chomets, so whatever he has will won't get cured. Fine, so be extra base because we want to cure him. So one more the kechidish we see over here. The cotton. Let's talk about the cotton. He's a kone. He's allowed to eat chomets. No shame about it. He's allowed to eat chomets. So how do we understand this? Shema Shemaim. Chomets, and it's in the Raisa, yes, because it's... So, L'chaira, we understand this. What's your problem? He's a cotton. A cotton is ain't in the bit. He doesn't have any amiris. I mean, all he has a bad cold, and that's what he is. And the chomets can help cure the cold. So he's allowed to eat, and there's no shayla about him that he's allowed to eat the chametz. It's the chametz that I said, he's allowed to eat it. That's one chiddush we see over here. Right? Okay. Well, by the notice of Kotlin, he's in a silver voice. So, you understand this. Now, let's go a step further. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and which was talking about what about for the father to give him. So, we're talking about Chumash Achil, listen, don't give him. If you're going to give him, you might come and lick your fingers, you might, don't give him. It's all Chumash Achil, let the guy give him, let a cotton give him. I'm thinking of all, there's no cotton, there's no guy. See, you go and give him, no problem. So now, I thought that this is a Amurdikichidish. Let's go back to the Din Lo Yisachilom. Let's forget about the cotton doesn't have a cold. He's running around. He wants to have an ice cream cone in Pesach. He wants even cone finished. It's like that. Right, this is the chinuch that I'm allowed to bring. Now, if he eats the ice cream cone, beats the ice cream cone in Pesach, so Besdin sees him eating the ice cream cone, we don't say a word. The father, or no, not the father, someone else, I'm talking about a father, someone else will give him an ice cream cone in Pesach. The cotton is allowed to eat it. That's the cotton's parasha. But if you give it to him, so we have here, over here, something very interesting, that even though the cotton, there's no issa on the cotton to eat it, but if I give it to him, and I am a stranger, but now all of a sudden, this cotton got a cold. A cold, he's thick, he's a chaylik tas. So he's allowed to eat it. He was allowed to eat it before also, but now the rabbi tells him, he's allowed to eat it. And now I'm permitted to give it to him. There's no way to kill him either. We should just appreciate these are Mardik and Chidushim, which are difficult to understand. It's a very difficult time to say. What happened? He's a handsome thing. He's not sick. He didn't become sick. So don't give him get sick from the ice cream. So don't give him that. He has to be sick. Now he became sick. Now he's a chayl shein b'sakana. Now he's a chayl shein b'sakana. To counteract that, you have to give him an ice cream cone. That's the only thing that
we have.
It was from an ice cream cone. He didn't know about it. It was from some ice cream. Now he's sick, whatever it is. Yeah, well, that's I didn't know then.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's 11 years old. He's allowed to eat. He's a chilek. He's allowed to eat and finish them. I think so. I don't think any chilek over here.
And the one.
I don't know. This is the Chiddush of Lo Yisachilum. Okay, I'll compare them. I think it's somewhere in the Chiddush. Now it says for them. And now. V'chein osa lahagiloi bechilu Shabbos umoyed v'afilu bedvorim shein mishum shvus. Now we're talking about someone else. not Torah. We're talking about that you are not allowed to be margul him in Chilul Shabbos. Today, Shayyim alei havi li mavtayech al tel akotin, bring me a key, b'afilu derech karmelis, afilu it's a derech katzad rabbonon, so I'm going to tell the cotton. I'm going to tell the cotton that the rabbon the kilei sachil. I'm not allowed to tell a cotton to be mechalo Shabbos. Well, but that's kilei sachil. I tell him, bring me. I mean, this was a million problems that you were in the tradition of him. Okay, that the main in Europe, the people did not afford, they didn't have their own oven, so the cholent was put in the baker, wherever it is, there was a big oven there, and everyone put the cholent there on Shabbos, and how did the cholent walk back to the house on Shabbos? They said, the Khan, what? Yeah. That's what they had. They didn't have an idea. So they sent the Khanim to bring the cholent. Okay, so this is okay. Well, you were talking about Shayim Alehovili Mabdayim. Yeah. Now, this is the Das of the Mechabot. We learned about Lei Sachilom. So we learned three dinim. The Baal, the Kotn Oichel Nevelis, Bezdin is not mechuyim to be mafreshim. The father is mechuyim to be mafreshim of mitzvah schinach. But then to tell him to do an aveira, that's a isab lo isachilum. That's applicable side by the raisa side by the rabbonim. V'yesh oimrim. Now others say, this is a chumrim. That's what I said. Chotin oichel nevelis ein bezdin mitzuvah lafrisha. You see a chotin in Burger King, he's 11 years old and he's eating there and the rov passes by and all he says to him is the Shabbos. That's all he says to him. Doesn't say anything else. The yesh oimrim dechol ze betchotin doloi higiyo lechinach. Right? No. Not if he's in Gil Lechinach, the Gil Lechinach when Averis means he understands you know how to eat it, which is pretty young. Aber in Gil Lechinach, Srichen, no, I don't know, could be, the Gil Lechinach will be 6-7. Aber in Gil Lechinach, Srichen la Frische. And that was the first day. So that means he just said, there are two days. I started off the sieves to tell you the tzad kuler that Bezdin is not mitzvah lafrisha pili gil lechinuch, only the father mitzvah al tzadin lechinuch, and then there's a second day that if he's gil lechinuch, then Bezdin is also mitzvah lafrisha. Tzrichin. What's in the Mishnah Berurah? Still, the Kivin de Gil Lechinach Mutal al Kol Odom Lafrishe Misurik May Alaviv. Baha de Kaimelon Deim Mesur Lafrishe, Mishaloi Gil Lechinach, and Isloi Gil Lechinach. So now we have here 2 days. Vayim Bechai Odom. So how do we paskin? Shadata, the Lenin Isura de Raise, if it's speaking about an Isura de Raise, Yash Lahachmer Kedeyazu, we should be Mahma like the second day. So if you see an 11-year-old in Burger King, so you go and tell him, I want to talk with you, you know, it's not right. The Yash Lahachmer Kedeyazu, even though it's not a father, it's a stranger. Okay? Fine. Now we're going to talk about another dim. The cotton shehiko es ovims, a cotton that hit his father, or yovar shar averis bekat nusoi. He did other averis when he was a cotton. He was a terror when he was a cotton. אף על פי שאין לי צורך תשובה כשיגדל, he doesn't have, מיקר הדין, he doesn't have to do תשובה. הקוטן זה נהנה מצובה בו, איזה איזה הקוטן, מכל מוקן, טוב לוי, it's a good thing, it will help them. שיקבל על עצמי איזה דובו לתשובה ולחפור, he should recover on himself something, he shouldn't, ignore it completely. Even though when he did this, he was allowed by onshin, but he should try somehow to rectify that action that he had done. What? 13. Fine. Cotton shagonav oishahizik. Now, according, so till now we're learning now that Abaz and Sumon Lafrisha, that stops if he's eating Burger King, so finished. That's his speckle, and Abaz and Sumon Lafrisha. But what if he's a Ganev or he's Mazik? So now, forget about him, people are, the Stotters is losing money, he's breaking windows, and a good dog, it's a cotton, very good, Shkoyach. Roy Lebesden Lakoiso Ishlayalbo. So then Besden has to mix in over here. Not let's say that had cotton level of trust here. That means the terror this cotton and the chain chabolo bees for drums men donum la chavere. Besden mitsuve la frisha ishlayor te koral yode. That means not because of him, but because of everyone else. If he's breaking windows and he's stealing and everyone's losing because of him, then Besden has to put their foot down to stop him because people are losing because of him. Aval ein tzorich l'shalim, he may not have a man, he doesn't have to pay. He bought 20 windows to finish. He doesn't have to pay because he's a cotton. V'chol ze midineth, מדיני סטוטר תפי, אבל לפני מישור הסדין, בין שחובו בי בגוף הישיסק לי בממייני, he did this על סקוטמן, he becomes a godel, he should make now, take out his calculator, all the windows he broke, so is the shalom loy, he should pay up.
Oh, yeah.